寂しい感じがする。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's been a while, but it's Visual Novel Week, and here is Dead and Aegis. So let's go ahead and get started. Wow, it's so different from the area near the cathedral. It feels kind of lonely. Minori agrees with her. The area of space feels completely different from where they flew. Minori agrees with her. This area of space feels completely different from where they flew their past patrols. If she doesn't put active effort into trying to sense the cathedral, she can't tell where it is. Yeah, it feels like everything around us just goes on forever. Alright, making sure my volume is good. And on top of that, the heat emanating from Purgatorio makes the space around them positively sizzle and waver. I appreciate the atmosphere it gives off, but it doesn't have to be this hot. If it's all just a mental illusion, I wish I could be chilly. I mean, we are in outer space. Nana seems to be excited since she's more chatty than usual. Normally, Minori would chide her for it, but... It'd probably be dangerous if we didn't feel it as something hot, I think. What do you mean? Minori's more relieved to see Nana acting like her usual self, so she doesn't feel inclined to stop her this time. I mean, when you feel that something's hot, your body knows to stay away from it, right? It'd be problematic if your body didn't receive dangerous things as a threat. Oh yeah, you're right. If you're not careful about dangerous stuff, some creep might get their hooks into you. That's not what she meant, and besides, when Nana puts it that way, Minori can only think that her boyfriend must be the real creep. Like, you're one to say that. Ayusha is the one to say that out loud. Huh? But I'm the kind of girl who picks up on stuff like that right off the bat. Whenever I'm watching a romantic movie, I go, ah, this one's a bad guy, run away. Yeah, yeah, and hey, are you trying to be considerate of me or something? Huh? You're overthinking things, Ayusha. I mean, I can totally be sensitive enough to be considerate of people's feelings, but everyone says I'm not. Yeah, yeah. People always say I'm not tactful, too. Maybe you're not, Nana, but Minori's definitely doing so. I mean, we're deploying with that big senior hero you fuss about all the time, and even though Nana's blabbering, you're not telling her to shut up. I know what you like. I mean, after you know, what happened earlier? She recalls how Yusha was publicly disgraced. Had Minori been in her place, she wouldn't have been able to retain her composure. So what? You expected me to just hide in a corner of our room and cry about it until the heat death of the universe? Getting depressed like that here would just get me killed. Minori says nothing. True, these are the front lines. Five of their comrades are already dead. But that doesn't mean being treated like that won't hurt. I'm fine, really. Having more exposed skin lets me sense the space around me better. Really? Ah, sensing the space, that's like a line from a sci-fi movie. Oh, right. Do you two want to go see a movie together? Go see a movie. As large as the cathedral is, it doesn't have a movie theater, though apparently there's a large library of movies in circulation among the officers there. Well, see, Key said that watching a movie all alone is kind of boring, so she asked me if we could form a group and watch movies together. Oh, you mean Emma? Yeah, she asked me too, but her taste in movies is freaky. You mean Emma Keenan from G10? Based on how the conversation's going, it seems like Minori's the only one of them that wasn't invited, but she does understand why that might be the case. After all, she never even knew her colleagues had these kinds of hobbies. Minori devoted her entire life to the singular goal of becoming a special warfare trooper. Because of that, her social skills are woefully unrefined. Yeah, Key from G10. Her taste freaky? But she said we'd be watching a special romance flick next time. Yeah, special. That special part is what's weird about it. Minori is relieved to see that he was just the same as ever. Maybe her words about her dying if she didn't get back on her feet were just a bluff, but even if they were, that just means she still has enough mental fortitude to act brave. See, Minori, you're being considerate. You're not even trying to stop Nana from talking nonsense. If you feel that way, why don't you stop her? It is not nonsense. Besides, the veterans would say something if they thought I was rambling. She isn't wrong about that. While the three of them are talking about trifling matters, the senior special warfare troopers aren't reacting at all. Their offensive recon unit forms a triangle spanning roughly 900 miles with the senior veterans in the lead. Though it's a large formation relative to their bodies, it's tiny given the cosmic scale of space. The special warfare gear lets them converse easily despite the distance, with the slightest degradation of degradation of quality. In fact, as they speak, Minori can hear snippets of nervous exchanges between the other group escorting them G1. I mean, even if it's too far to hear us well, they can still tell we're talking about whatever. Our target space sector is still pretty far away. Maybe they're just letting us get away with it because they know we'd be bored if we couldn't at least chat a little. I don't know about that. I mean, I can't hear anything coming from them. It doesn't seem like the veterans are chatting among themselves. The girls can feel that the veterans are there ahead of them, but they can't hear anything. Well, they're all disciplined, so I guess they're keeping communications to a minimum. Here we go. They're coming. Prepare for combat. A sharp warning reaches them from the vanguard's direction. It's intense enough to completely silence their exchange. As soon as they give that warning, the veterans fly ahead with blistering speed. An image fills Minori's mind with almost painful clarity. Three umbrellas. No, there's also two more a little further back, making a total of five. Each of them is followed by 10 flying boners. Those damn flying boners. Ah, there's so many of them. Can I go back? I think so. Backlog, yeah. She said, this is making my head spin. There's so many of them. Let's go. The Holy Grail and her belly rise, reacting to Minori's will. Heat washes over her limbs as she accelerates, with Nana and Yusha following her. At this point, Minori knows that this heat is sexual in nature. She's filled with self-loathing for being so easily aroused, but this is the only way they can fight back against the CC. But their seniors, and especially the warriors serving as their center, move at overwhelming speeds. The umbrellas soon come into view. Apparently, the central warrior is the one sending her this vision. This speed, this force, the almost painful clarity. Is this Lizette? Detecting the enemy's approach, the umbrellas flap open at once, protecting the FBs behind them. Three white parasols open with a black writhing abyss as their black backdrop. It's a breathtaking sight. The owner of the vision closes in on one umbrella without a hint of hesitation. It doesn't close in on the umbrella's white, slimy, organic epidermis, but instead the red, bloodshot spear at its center. Was she gonna simply run through its core? Even Ayusha's goo near couldn't penetrate it. Sensing the enemy's approach, the eyeball tissue swerves in place as if rolling back into a non-existent eye socket, shielding itself in a blue cover. The figure of the approaching special warfare gear is reflected in that cover. Is that her? What Minori sees is different from any other special warfare trooper's gear. Her form is covered in a red metallic shell. The only way Minori can think to describe it is like a horseshoe crab without a tail, but its form is far more streamlined and refined than that. It's completely different from the footage shown by the military's propaganda, but no one except for Lizette could possibly move that fast. It could be. I've heard that since she was injured, Lizette Augural started fighting with the support of some machine. Oh, so maybe she's a cyborg now and it's changed the way she looks. The metallic form burns with a crimson aura. The moment the extremely tough umbrella clashes with it, the alien's body bursts into white fragments. The umbrella was completely crushed. In one hit? Wow, that's awesome! A moment later, the other two vanguards bring their weapons to bear. Two streaks of light blitz through the pallid fragments of the umbrella, burning the FBs who were hiding behind it. In the blink of an eye, the CC units at the center have lost a third of their number. By the time her partners have finished mopping up the FBs, the red veteran has already destroyed another umbrella. This isn't a fight, it's a massacre. The two flanking units are coming our way! While the three central CC units are locked in combat with the veterans, the two units on the flank choose to close in on the rookies rather than offer the center any aid. One of them approaches Minori's group. Second, guys. Just one second. Oh, yeah, we're good. Are they planning on attacking us while our seniors are occupied? Huh? Ayusha! Ayusha accelerates at once, jumping ahead of Minori. Ayusha deploys a pair of golden wings from her arms. These are the armaments of her special warfare equipment, the remote-controlled assault flight vehicles, the bits. The bits draw two golden streaks. Just as it seems like they're going to just fly past the enemy, they flash and unleash rays of light upon the umbrella. Huh? They focus on one spot, perfectly penetrated shield, tearing a whole third of the radius of the canopy. What seems as tough as laminated armor during their first battle now comes apart like paper. She then fires a second, third, and fourth barrage. The growing holes in its body soon combine, tearing half through the umbrella and revealing the 10 FBs behind it. She broke their shield! Another flash streaks through the dark space, with 3 CC crumbling away from the formation. However, the bits Ayusha deployed are also destroyed as a result. Letting out a seductive scream, Ayusha sweeps through the space behind the umbrella with a pillar of light. Streaks of pain echo through space. Most of the FBs hiding behind the umbrella are burnt to a crisp. Only 3 more FBs remain. Minori realizes that Ayusha should be capable of deploying more bits to take them out. In that case, she and Nana should assist G1, as they seem to be struggling against the other enemy force. No, leave them to Ayusha. We need to support G1. Yeah, roger that. Roger, I'll catch up with you once I clean up here. Minori focused their consciousness in the direction of the G1. Rays of light flash through space, their emotions of fear, anger, and disgust. The CC tissue in her belly pulsates violently, causing heat to course through her body. The vacuum of space brushes against her skin as if probing for a weak spot. Even as she purses her lips, she can't help but gently moan out. A sense of pressure overwhelms her body. She suddenly changes direction. Accelerate, accelerate, accelerate! Her consciousness yanks her body forward. But compared to the speed Ayusha demonstrated earlier, it feels like Minori is moving at an agonizing crawl. Minori thinks to herself that she wants to be faster and stronger. Will she be that agile? Will she be that agile and strong if she puts on that terrible device? Will she be as good as Lisette? Or even just as strong as Yusha? She tries to imagine herself wearing that thing, but the image in her mind is wretched and unsightly. What's wrong, Minori? You're losing speed. I'm fine. Sorry. Don't worry about me. What is she thinking about in the middle of battle? She can get stronger naturally even without relying on that thing. She forces her attention back ahead to where G1 is fighting. None of their signals have faded away yet, but their formation is falling apart as they run for their lives. G1, First Lieutenant Minori Izuki and Second Lieutenant Nana Kasaragi, we're here. We're moving, let's see. Will, it says will moving? It should be, we're moving to cover you, so rally while we buy you time. March 3rd. The cancellation buzzer rings out, causing Minori's special warfare gear to fade away. Once the gear's deactivation is confirmed, the airlock opens to allow Minori into the deployment port. As soon as the special warfare gear disappears, the disgusting sensation of her combat suit overwhelms her. Despite clinging to the skin, it doesn't absorb any sweat, causing it to simply build up into a layer between her skin and the fabric. The slightest movement causes her to hear the moist sound of the suit rubbing against her body. The stench of sweat, as well as other shameful fluids, wafts up from her collar. Their journey there and back took 2 days. Of course, Minori couldn't bathe during that time. Her urination and bowel movements were suppressed with drugs. But those drugs didn't stop her from sweating. She feels sticky and disgusting. They fought 3 battles in total, including that first encounter. Each time her arousal left after effects in its wake. Even now her body burns hot and her nipples stand erect. Hot, obscene love juices continue seeping from her crotch. She chides herself for focusing only on her own comfort. It's a relief that all comrades from G1 are still alive, but all the special warfare troopers who rely on beam-type weapons will likely struggle going forward. Ayusha returned to the deployment port before she did. There she is. She's heading for the port's corner. Ayusha's walking towards something unfamiliar that wasn't in the deployment port when they left. What looks like a black partition curtain has been set up there. Several armed soldiers stand in front of it, as if guarding what's behind it. The girls who are clad in nothing but the special enhancement gear's devices disappear beyond the curtain. What's behind that partition? But as Minori approaches it, a man blocks her advance.
Hey, Minori Izuka. I see you had rotten luck of coming back alive today, too. I'm afraid you don't have the right to enter here.
As he smirks and tells her that, his gaze runs across her body like a disgusting tongue. It gives her goosebumps. That's definitely Yusha's voice. What are they doing to her in there?
Your colleague is having her devices inspected, so I need to ask you to step back.
What kind of inspection?
What inspection indeed? It's classified information, so I can't very well tell you, can I? If you want to find out for yourself, put those things on your crotch and nipples.
His mention of it being classified silences Minori. Having graduated from the officer's academy, she's too disciplined to ignore such regulations. She can only leave with Yusha's odd moans echoing in her ears. Minori always takes a cold shower and changes into her uniform after returning from a mission. Looking into the mirror, she's met with the visage of a well-kept officer clad in the UEF's Special Warfare Trooper uniform. But under that outfit, her erect nipples press painfully against her bra, and deep in her belly, the CC tissue attached to her womb pulsates, unleashing a constant throbbing heat that boils through her body. Even though she just took a cold shower and washed herself off, fresh sweat is already beginning to bead on her skin. She can feel an unpleasantly warm moistness ooze from within her virginal slit. She heaves a deeply depressed sigh. She understands the situation perfectly well. Fighting as a special warfare trooper means she has to use the CC tissue in her body, and doing that results in these after effects. But until she realized their feelings for Mitsuomi, she had rejected her femininity entirely, and that only makes these after effects feel disgusting and terrible. All she ever wanted was to be a strong soldier, worthy of the hero Lysette's recognition and companionship. To be strong enough to save those in need. And she wants to be stronger, still. Ayusha's valiant form comes to mind. She recalls how Ayusha destroyed the Umbrella during their first offensive recon mission. But to get that strong, she'll have to. Minori tries to imagine herself equipping those terrible devices. She curls up in fear, shaking her head hard while trying to banish that thought. She won't put that on. She'll be strong enough that she won't have to. But she's afraid. Right now, this obscene throbbing that's unbecoming of a proud soldier is already tormenting her so much. What would become of her if she puts on that device and lets it stimulate her? The thought of being reduced to such a pathetic, obscene state won't leave her mind. What if the thing they were doing behind that partition was... I don't need to think about that. She speaks out loud, stomping out her hesitation. Wary of her surroundings, Minori makes way to her usual spot. She needs to rid herself of this throbbing as soon as possible. She earnestly reins in her desire to run there, only walking at a slightly faster pace. She turns away from a populated corridor into a deserted area of the base. As she passes through the unlit hallways, the hustle and bustle of the base becomes inaudible. She's made it this far without attracting any attention. Flooded with relief, Minori leans against the wall, trying to calm her rough breathing. The cold surface of the wall feels pleasant against her flushed body. Her body burns hot. Her hard nipples press painfully against the fabric of her clothes. Her inner thighs throb painfully as a heat that begs for release gathers in her crotch. She can feel the warmth welling up from deep within her slit. She suddenly realizes that her hands have crawled over her breasts and crotch without her noticing. She hurriedly moves them away as if she just touched something disgusting. Just a little more. Just a few steps and she'll be rid of this heat. Heh heh heh. What brings you here, First Lieutenant Mizuri Izuka? Maybe it was because she let her relief from making it here dull her senses. Or maybe it was the pleasure in store for her that blinded her. Either way, Minori's caught completely off guard. What are you skulking around like a rat for, huh? Can't answer? With an obscene smirk on his lips, the man looks down at Minori with disgustingly lustful eyes. The man who publicly tormented and scorned her when she first returned from Paradise Lost. Sorry. That man has a name. Anthony Callahan. He stands a head taller than Minori. His thick form has an almost animalistic, bestial quality. I have no obligation to explain myself to you. I don't need to tell you anything. She first takes a step back as if reeling from his presence, but she soon regains her willpower. I'm a captain, Miss First Lieutenant. That means I'm ranked higher than you, and in the military, rank decides everything. Parting his thick lips in a smirk, he retorts in an unpleasant tone of voice. But Minori glares at him, refusing to back down. I am not in your chain of command. Oh, listen to her talk back. Scary stuff. You almost sound like a real soldier there, Minori. I'm a special warfare trooper, a soldier of the UEF. Don't you dare insult me. Callahan slams his palm against the wall directly above Minori's head with a loud thud. He looks down at her, menacing her with his presence as if he might crush her. But you know, you're the one who flapped your mouth about what you were trying to do, Minori. His disgusting breath washes over Minori's face like a cloud of beastly stench. It isn't enough to intimidate her, though. What exactly are you implying I said? Stop making baseless claims about me. His obscene lips widen into an even more disgusting smirk. Oh, I'm basing my claims on something, all right. You were gonna go somewhere where no one would find you just so you could slick yourself silly, right? The fact that he hit the nail on the head makes Minori want to snap back at him, but she somehow swallows her words. Retorting recklessly would be as good as admitting he's right. This man probably singles out rookie special warfare troopers knowing that the sexual throbbing of their bodies is tormenting them. He's just hazarding a guess that she's in the same condition. Get out of my way! I could smell the horny stench coming from your crotch all the way down the hall. He suddenly flips up her short skirt, catching her by surprise. The short fabric puts up no resistance, leaving her crotch exposed. She can't even let out a peep. She's more afraid of this man than she realizes. She learned how to defend herself every day in the officer's academy, including how to exercise temper, control, violence. Her grades were high. If this were a training exercise, she could at least put up a good fight against this hulking man. Even when fighting the CC, she was ready to fight to the bitter end. She demonstrated that resolve during her struggles on Paradise Lost. But as bad as her relationship with him is, she wasn't prepared for such abuse from him, especially not here in her safe space of metal and ceramic walls. Cheap, boring panties. Fits a cheap, boring yellow like you just fine. The only good thing about both of you are these stains. Finally realizing where Callahan's stare is directed, and exactly what situation she's in, Minoria lets out a screech. You're as loose and slutty as your pussy, you yellow slut. I saw your pussy meter earlier, it was bright red. Know what that means? It's basically screaming, fuck me, plow me. She tries to yank down her skirt with both hands in a reflexive action born from sheer panic. But in terms of protecting herself, it is the worst possible move for her to make. As she brings her hands down to grab her skirt, they're seized by thick, glove-covered fingers. He grips her hand so hard it feels like he might snap her fingers. It makes her groan in pain, but rather than dissuade him, that only makes his breathing turn rougher as he hoists her hands up. At the same time, he thrusts his left knee against Minori's legs, effectively keeping her pinned in place. His left hand grips both her arms, pulling her up until her feet dangle helplessly above the floor. Let go of me! Let go! An attempt to repel the attacker forced herself between his legs. Minori kicks the wall, trying to use the leverage to knee her assailant. But she's too close to him. On top of her kicks lacking power to begin with, her feet being off the floor means she can't brace herself and do any real damage to his thick muscles that deflect her blows like armor. Hee hee hee, what's this? You made it your mating dance? Minori doesn't realize it yet, but in her frenzy, her kicks are causing her skirt to flip up. The shiver of her inner thighs underneath her stockings, the way the fabric of her panties gradually digs into her crotch, clearly displaying the shape of her body beneath. All of these things and more serve to entertain and arouse her attacker. The dark satisfaction of forcefully conquering his struggling prey combines with his anticipation of the pleasure her tightening folds will give him. Her assailant's rock-hard crotch grows even larger. It's clearly evident, even though through his pants, how much bigger he has become. Let's go! Get away! Ah! Let go! Get away! Ah! Ah! Not realizing she is only pouring fuel onto the blaze of his desires, Minori continues to struggle even as her attacks grow more sluggish. Ah, let go of me! Easily reading the timing of her kicks, he grabs her right ankle with his hand just as her leg is at its highest. His arm, almost like a thick rope, yanks her right leg upward until it comes over his left shoulder where he pins it in place with his neck. With her right leg lifted up, Minori is as good as plastered to the wall. With her legs as open as they could be, her crotch is defenseless. It's the worst possible position she could be in, allowing his right hand to molest her. Looks like you can't fight your way out of this one, Minori Izuka. He whispers victoriously, tightening the hand around both of her own until it feels like her fingers are in a vice. Her face contorts in pain, but she refuses to scream again. Doing this is a blatant violation of military regulations. I'll file a complaint against you tomorrow, and his vile face approaches her, causing his beastly odor to fill her nose. She reflexively averts her face as she extends his tongue, lapping up the nape of her neck. No! She trembles with disgust, even as a shiver runs down her spine. His tongue moves up and down, loudly slathering his smelly saliva all over her, as if trying to mark her as his own. For a monkey, your sweat tastes good, I swear. Ugh, coming from an inferior race, your yellow sluts are at least good for breeding material. Slurp. His warm saliva drips down her chest into her cleavage. The disgusting sensation fills her with palpable disgust. Ugh, you coward! You're breaking my heart here. I'm trying to do a filthy yellow like you a favor. Your roommate's stealing all the credit because your pussy's not developing fast enough. Rather than letting you go slick yourself in the toilet to train, I'm giving you a hand here, you Sal. He leans in deeper as if to lick her again, but this time he presses the bulge in his pants against her cleft. I'm helping you out as your senior here in the cathedral. I'm checking just how lewd your Sal's body is getting. Acting out of the kindness of my heart, I am. I am not a Sal. I'm a special warfare trooper. Heh, you know it too, Minori. That's why you're opening your legs like you want me to examine you. You've been doing this little mating dance all this time, after all. So don't worry. I'll inspect you, you little yellow. I'll be inspecting you real good and thorough. And look, she's blushing. He leans against her, rubbing his crotch against her body. His unusual size, stiffness, and heat are obvious even through his trousers. It already feels like he's burning her. Don't touch me with that filthy thing. It feels like his intense masculine odor is smothering her. Heh, just imagine it, Minori. The stick cock plowing into your sopping pussy. It'll feel so much better than that sorry toy. You'll be in heaven before you know it. True, it would be harder and more rugged than the encased wand. Maybe it'll even be better than what she imagined Mitsumi's dick would. But what is she thinking? She can't fantasize about this. And had this been before she came to the cathedral, Minori would have surely banished such thoughts with sheer willpower. But now, each time she returns from combat, she's forced to masturbate. It's all too easy for sexual fantasies to overwhelm her. Try dreaming about this the next time you touch yourself in the toilet. Just imagine that your imaginary boyfriend is a cock like this. Go on, just think of it. She tries her hardest to deny it, but the very act of denying it makes her fantasize about it. What if Mitsumi's penis is like this? No, this isn't him, but maybe it does feel like this? See, Minori, at first this boyfriend of yours, he'll try not to make it hurt for you because he's too big. He'll act all reserved and sweet-like, right? Yeah, Mitsumi would definitely do that, but she'd accept him because it's Mitsumi after all. And then Minori feels a sweet throbbing in her loins. Oh yes, you're accepting it. A woman loves nothing more than the cock of the man she loves. Come on now, your boyfriend's coming in. The CC tissue pulsates and thumps inside her. Her body, already aroused from the long operation, grows even hotter. A red blush creeps over her sweaty skin. Her vagina shivers wantonly. Hot fluids seep into the fabric of her underwear. Hey, First Lieutenant, is it just me or your lips hanging open? Your eyes looking kind of moist. Top of that, you smell like a horny salad heat. I can literally smell it. It feels like his words are punching her straight in the face. He's filling her mind with such dirty thoughts so easily. She's got to get a hold of herself. No, I'm not horny. I'm not a sow. I cast aside everything, even my boyfriend, to get here. I'm a special warfare trooper. Don't you dare insult me. She vehemently rebukes herself, but those firm words are the same as exposing her weakness to him. At this point, Minori is too agitated to realize that. Heh, no. You know what you really are deep inside your heart. You're a horny yellow sow, just wants men to spoil you and fuck you senseless till you squirt. Come on, come on. He presses his large hot rod. Ugh, hard rod, not hot rod. Well, yo, it's a hot and a hard rod. Well, shit. He presses his large hot hard rod against her stomach, rubbing it on her crotch all the way up to her navel. He draws even closer to her, filling her nostrils with his manly musk. Not that musk. No, you don't know anything about me. Stop running your mouth like you know everything. The vision of that cock plunging into her depths and messing her up flashes in her thoughts. She desperately tries to banish its image from her head. Heh, it's fucking obvious. Let me tell you something real nice then. You know your magical girl costume, First Lieutenant? Oh, whoops. It's your special warfare gear, right? We're soldiers. Gotta stick to the official terminology. That big, important, glorified costume you wear proves that you don't want to be a soldier one bit. His words invoke a thought that has been anxiously brewing inside her all the time. Why isn't her special warfare gear the same as what she envisioned during training? Why is it so different from what she wanted? See, that gear reflects the mental state of whomever wears it. Oh. You know at least that much, right, First Lieutenant? So that stupid manga cosplay is what your heart really wants. Heh heh. And when you come back from battle, we can see your cunt slit through those sopping panties you wear. It's almost transparent. We can even see your stinking pubes. So you see, Miss First Lieutenant, what you're doing is showing off the shortest skirt and raunchiest panties possible to make up for your ugly body. You're a perverted yellow slut who seduces men. You're asking for us to rape you. Those words gouge painfully into Minori's heart. Maybe if she were as confident as her inner looks as Yusha, she could laugh off his words as baseless insults. And Yusha would do that. But Minori's perception of her own body is that she's seedy, stupid-looking, and filthy. This man's scornful words stab deep into her, picking at her insecurities. If she were as flighty and bubbly as Nana, she could shrug it off. Heh heh, really? I don't know about that. She could say such words and mean them. But Minori is a Nana. She's her own overly serious self. She can't help but take his words to heart. I can't be, but maybe. No, I'm not like that. Remember, this is a result of me picking the bad end. So we probably will see a bad end, and then we're going to go back and get the good end. Hold on, guys. Every choice matters. Sorry. Man, you guys on Pornhub are really gonna hate this.
What the fuck you mean I gotta wait? This dude's literally gonna go on the internet, look for a walkthrough. What the fuck, man? I've got my dick out here. I'm waiting. It's like, no. I want to make sure this is done right, because this does have a good fucking story, and I mean it. I'm not just bullshitting you. This is a good story. So, let me see if I can find it. I hope I don't have to go all the way back. Well, fuck me running. It's alright. It'll probably just take a minute, right? Ah, yep, found it. Okay. Oh no, we didn't get the bad end. We didn't get the bad end, so yeah. So what I need to do to get the end is basically, yeah, we're almost done with the game. It's not that long, guys. It can't be, but maybe. Yep, that's the only choice I need to make. Or, I don't know. Hold on, let me look at something real quick, guys. Sorry, I gotta do this in real time, but yeah. I thought you could just... Okay, it's just a comment. It says grim, whatever. Okay. Alright, we gotta go load. Because, yeah, that would fuck me up if I did that. Alright. Alright, now let me see if I, how do you do the... Alright, let's see real quick where we're at. Because I think I'm headed to the bad, yeah. It's gonna, yep, I know. Now you're gonna get to see how fast this shit goes in skip mode. Yeah, see how fast that was? And there's the battle. Okay, we're heading right for the bad end. This is the bad end, guys. So let's go ahead and see the bad end, and then we'll go see the good end.
No, I'm not like that. Despite the intensity of her voice, the fervor only comes from trying to keep herself from falling apart. She'd always felt inferior in terms of how she looked, and now he's taking advantage of her warped perception of herself to torment her. Worse yet, even though he's disgracing her, body's reacting to his ministrations. This could be bad, guys. She always takes everything seriously, but the state she's in now makes it even easier to take advantage of that. Every insult he hurls her way is instantly internalized. But still, her pride won't allow her to give in to this despicable man. Heh heh. You're like this too, aren't you? You're getting so wet, you're staining your own panties, and your nipples are so erect they hurt, don't they? This is a burden all special warfare troopers carry. It proves that we're warriors. Heh heh heh. Alright then, Miss First Lieutenant. Try to convince me that a horny bitch like you is actually a warrior. He reaches for Minori's bosoms, grabbing her roughly over her uniform. Ah, stop it! Just a gentle touch is enough to make suggestive moans escape her lips. She flinches momentarily, realizing that her voice isn't that of a soldier, but soon she bravely regains her bearings. Your poor excuses for boobs aren't even worth touching. Makes sense for that chick to get all the credit instead of you. No point even holding these pathetic boobs up. Not only are her breasts meager, they even sag a little. This is a part of what fuels Minori's self-loathing. She can't argue against his claims. However, it's only because Second Lieutenant Petrovna's achievements are higher than mine. Get your dirty hands off me. Get away! But he takes full advantage of his overwhelmingly advantageous position to persistently fondle Minori's breasts. Haha, you really are stubborn, Minori Izuka. But yeah, as a soldier, the Russian prostitute has you beat. Makes you jealous, doesn't it? Don't insult my friend! He scoffs at a reflexive reaction. But don't worry, don't you worry, Minori. A slut's qualities decided how much she keeps men company. How good she is at satisfying men. Even your small, sensitive stuff can be useful. Good for you, huh? He moves his fingers with a nimbleness that belies the thickness of his digits. He swiftly opens her uniform's blouse with ease, implying that he's undressed woman countless times before. The cathedral should be a place of refuge. This man is supposed to be on her side. But right now, she's embroiled in this absurd situation of him opening her blouse and exposing her breasts that renders her completely speechless. What are you doing? Stop that! This is anti-CC front. This is an anti-CC frontline base, and you're a comrade of mine. Ha! No yellow is a comrade of mine. The only thing I see is an underdeveloped screeching slut. Cold air chills her exposed chest. Despite her attempts to dissuade him with her attitude and words, his vile hands freely fondle her. Blech. His insistence torments her. I've got a heart of gold, I do. As filthy and ugly as you are, I'll test your quality. Thank me with tears in your eyes and squirt from your pussy. He mercilessly yanks her top open, exposing her plain bra. Her cleavage gleams with the very same saliva that he dripped down there earlier. Do it if you dare! Huh. That's in the way. She didn't believe he'd go this far. She defiantly pursues her lips, but not before a cute squeal escapes them first. He undoes her uniform and tears off her bra, ruthlessly exposing her meager breasts to the artificial lights of the hallway. Heh, they're just like I remember seeing the first time, shriveled up, dark, and even drooping. Sorry for you, Miss First Lieutenant. What else could you do but walk around in raunchy outfits when you look like this? Keep talking all you want. I don't care about anything you'll ever say. In truth, Minori's areoli aren't that dark. They aren't as pink as nipples are often made to look in pictures, but at their worst, they're just an ordinary dark shade. And her breasts don't really sag. They're just not as perky as models. In fact, her shapely pectorals, built up from her military training, actually made them rise higher than those of most women. Her attacker, unfortunately, can clearly tell that her words are a little more than an inexperienced bluster. Stop squealing like a slaughtered pig, would you? I'm doing you a favor here. Didn't I tell you even your small, disgusting stuff can't be useful if it's sensitive? Stop it! This doesn't feel good. The man's large hands grope at her left breast. She pinches her nipple between the joints of his fingers as if to crush it. Not only has she just returned from a mission, but now a man is toying with her privates. Her hot, throbbing body can't help but feel excitement. Just having her nipple pinched her breast fondled makes her lustful heat burn in her chest. Makes lustful heat burn in her chest, not her lustful heat. Ah, your skin's all flushed and your heart's beating like crazy. Even your nipples are erect like you're dying to fuck. See, you're enjoying this, you slut. He pinches her nipples hard, painfully yanking her sweat-drenched breasts into cone-like shapes. His cock is so rock hard that it's clearly visible where it thrusts against his trousers. Stop it. If I report you, you'll be done for. Ah, stop it. Ah, no matter what you do, this will never feel good. Her small breasts take on an alluring sheen as sweat pours from her skin. It's like they're accepting the man's rough fingers. Even her areolae are perking up against his chest. Heh, you say it doesn't feel good, but you're making some pretty cute squeals. And you say I'm imagining things as your voice is so loud. Are you gonna tell me I'm just imagining your nipples standing up like this too? Her nipples stand painfully erect, so swollen with blood they're practically throbbing. And when he squishes one of them with his thumb. He's like, you're imagining it. I won't lose to you. I won't lose to a coward like you. No. Ah, no. Minori glares daggers at him. She hates this. She hates this so much. Even if her excited moans won't stop, she won't let this man break her will. Haha, good stuff. That turns me on. Breaking feisty little cunts like you is my favorite thing in the world. When this man's ugly face approaches her lips again, Minori barely manages to avert her face. So he instead suckles hard and persistently on her neck. A jolt of disgust makes her crane her neck away from him as his saliva drips down her chest and flows down between her breasts, tarnishing her vibrant skin. You're finished, you hear? You're finished, you hear me? All this drool. Everything you've done, it all serves as proof that you forced yourself onto me. So, don't add more charges to your record and stop this. Minori resists as much as she can. Her breasts and nether regions throb with heat. His hands and tongue crawling over her feel like fire. She can feel an obscene warmth building up in her crotch. But this is just the after effects of battle. He isn't making her feel any pleasure. She won't lose to him. Haha, your skin does taste good though, Miss First Lieutenant. Slurp, tastes sweet like a young cheeky woman. Slurp, completely different from the second years. Those worn out sluts. Yeah. As he tastes her youthful skin with his tongue, his hands run across her sweat-drenched flanks. When she shivers in disgust, he savors the feel of her goosebumps. Trying to evade his touch by any means possible, she even sucks in her belly. But that only makes her ribs stick out, letting his fingers slide along the depressions between them. His hand keeps crawling south, rumbling for the hook of her skirt. Once he finds it, he flicks it open, allowing the fabric to flutter to the floor. He starts rubbing her tone behind, which still hides underneath her stockings. The way his thick fingers grope her makes it feel like she's being fondled by some kind of monster. Stop it. Ah, you're done for, you hear? So, don't touch me anymore. She keeps declaring she'll report him in an attempt to scare him into stopping. It's a flawed idea from the start, but Minori's in no condition to come up with anything else. Her heart fills with humiliation and defeat. Not only is he sexually stimulating her without her consent, she can't do anything to stop him from taking off her clothes. Her body only grows even ever hotter. She feels him rub his hot, thick rod through his trousers against her. His length presses against her from crotch to her navel. One ugly, disgusting word flashes in her mind. Rape. That's when his salivating, disgusting mouth whispers into her helpless ear. That's a good ass you've got. A nice, deep crack to have fun with. It's a little two-step, but once you get used to things, you'll make for a fine whore. You'll be able to show off to that Russian chick, a good ass worthy of a whorehouse. As he speaks, his hands fondle her behind, appreciating its shape. His fingers sneak into the valley between her buttocks, then even further. But... No, no, you can't touch me there. Stop it. His disgusting digits reach the depths of her crack, her puckered anus. The contract makes Minori lose her nerve. The contact, not contract. The contact makes Minori lose her nerve for a moment, causing her to raise her voice in a scream. What an innocent little scream. Don't worry. It won't be long before you'll be taking cocks back here, too. His fingers persistently need her anus. Even though her stockings and through her stockings and underwear, she can painfully feel the pressure against her hole that's not meant to serve as an entrance. It invokes her memories of the day the CC probed and invaded her every orifice. The agony, despair, and horror from back then all surface vividly within her mind. Her pale skin shivers as her cold sweat washes over it. She screams, twisting her glistening form. No, I won't. I won't be like that. I could never. That's just disgusting. Our rapist smirks and cackles at her reaction. That's what they all say at first, but by the time it's over, they all get addicted to having their pussies plowed, especially the ones that resist. His fingers retreat from her anus. Now that her focus isn't entirely concentrated on that region, she feels a hint of relief in the midst of all her indignation. But with that pressure gone, his thoughts are soon preoccupied by the feel of his covered penis rubbing against her crotch with extreme clarity. This voice isn't... This doesn't feel good. It doesn't. Minori moans, her hair flapping as she shakes her head. You're imagining it, Miss First... Are you imagining it, Miss First Lieutenant? Imagining how you'll squeal and moan while my thick cock pierces you all the way to your womb? Hearing his words makes her do just that. Images of her being pressed against the wall... pressed against the wall and raped fill her mind. A meat rod, several times thicker than her encased wand, pumps hotly and furiously into her until she's made to submit. If you rape me, you'll be finished. I'll use your sperm as proof, and you'll be ruined. You got that? But her words are as good as admitting that she's imagining how she'll get raped. Yeah, so you want me to come inside you, Miss First Lieutenant? No matter how much a man comes inside you, your girls will never get pregnant, so there's no need to hold back with you. Stop fooling around, I'll report you. I'll file a complaint and have you punished so severely you never recover, I swear. She's so caught up in the anger that for a moment she stops focusing on the feel of his body against hers. That means that when he pulls at her stocking, she completely fails to notice at first. But when the sound of her tearing fabric reaches her ears and cold air kisses her crotch, she realizes just how dire her situation is. Callahan holds up a shred of fabric in front of Minori's face as if to show it off. Recognize this, Miss First Lieutenant? These are, I believe it or not, your panties. These are, believe it or not, your panties. They're dripping with your horny juices, see? Liquids are clearly dripping from the torn fabric. He lets them fall onto her sweaty forehead, causing them to trail down her flesh-sweaty cheeks. They reek of a scent Minori's grown uncomfortably accustomed to smelling as of late. It's the smell of her own love juices. He has pulled down her stockings and ripped off her panties. With both her short skirt and her panties gone, her immensely aroused crotch is completely defenseless in the face of a rapist. No, stop it! Don't go any further! Minori thrashes and kicks, but for all her attempts to twist her body, the fact that her left leg is completely immobile means all her efforts are pointless. Her every movement makes even more body fluid leak from her cleft, moistening her torn stockings and inner thighs. Ah! Zip it already! The man spits that out as he reaches for her defenseless crotch, seizing her groin while pinching at her sodden pubic hair. Intense pain runs through her body. It doesn't stop at the first twinge. It immediately shoots through her a second time, and then a third. He holds up a handful of her plucked pubic hairs, blowing them tauntingly into her face. I'll pull it all out for you, you disgusting yellow. You won't have to worry about your pubes anymore. I'll pull off every hair on your body, and then I'll move on to your arms and legs. She swallows nervously, a shiver running down her spine. For the first time, this man has made her feel real terror. Up until now, he's always tormented her by violently assaulting her. The only pain came from how rough he was while teasing her erogenous zones. But what he's doing now is expressing pure and utter violence. If this were a proper one-on-one fight, Minori would have a chance of winning. Despite her appearance, her martial arts grades, while at the Officer's Academy, were high. But if he were to physically abuse her in this condition with the sole purpose of hurting her, he could easily cripple her for life. With a cruel smile on his lips, he casts a lustful gaze towards Minori's supple limbs. Are you gonna report me after I snap your arms and legs? Cause the only thing you'll be good for afterwards is to be a fucking Dutch wife. Imagine a special warfare trooper who's only good for a pussy. Amazing stuff. Dutch wife is a sex doll. Even if she could charge him for his crimes, by that point, your future would be completely shattered. So is her only choice here to just be obedient? To not resist and let this bastard do as he pleases? She doesn't want that. She doesn't want to submit to him on even the slightest level. But even if she were to resist, all it would do is hand her a more terrible fate. Do whatever you want. Minori still makes a point of glaring at him the whole time. Oh, I have permission, do I? Then I'll go ahead and do whatever I want. He starts rubbing her crotch. Her now ragged, sodden pubic hair makes wet noises under his hand. Heh, not much fat on this part, huh? You still got room to grow. Well, I'm sure you'll be nice and ready in 4 months' time. Your cheeky pussy will mature into an obedient slave's cunt. His thick fingers part her moist, sweaty pubic hair, roughly grabbing her clitoris together with his prepuce. He begins rubbing it with his fingers. He crudely crushes that sensitive bundle of nerves. Even your little clit gets sensitive when I rub it. This tiny little bead is promised. Good for you, Yellow. You've got something going for you as a woman. Suddenly, he starts tweaking her gently with his fingertips, touching her softly with the centers of his pads. She hates this. She hates this so much. She hates this with every fiber of her being. Even if it grants her a special warfare trooper's power, she hates the fact that her body is so sensitive. It's because you keep screaming. I've been gentle so far. Now you're starting to make some cute moans like a real sow in heat. You should have been nice and obedient to begin with. His palm rolls over her clitoris as he opens her labia minora with his index and middle finger, exposing her vivid red folds. A womanly scent hangs in the air, the scent of arousal. Hot, obscene juices leak out from her, causing the stain across her stockings to grow that much wider. You're a real horny sow right there, Miss First Lieutenant, all wet with those delicious juices of yours. Now let's check your quality, shall we? His fingers plunge into her vagina, which twitches wantonly. Disregarding Minori's scream, he sinks his fingers into Minori's depths. Frothy arousal gushes out from within her. Ah, I don't feel good. I don't. Ah, it's completely different from the encased wand's hard texture. The warmth of human skin slips smoothly inside her, seeking out her sensitive spots. Heh, well, if you can't feel anything, guess I'll have to work harder, won't I? I mean, I've already got my fingers stirring up your snatch, but hey, you say you don't feel anything, but you're really clamping down on me like you want this. He gently caresses the ceiling of her warm, twitching vagina, filling her with pleasure unlike any she has ever given herself. You're a coward. You know we're sensitive when we come back. Ah, you coward, coward. You're a shameless coward. You're pretty damn tight for someone who got fucked by a monster. No way you'll be an ace like this. You won't be good enough for me if you don't loosen up a little. The man pulls his fingers out of her tight vagina with a wet popping sound. He brings them to his lips, making a show out of licking them off. Heh, so this is what you taste like, Miss First Lieutenant. Still an unexperienced virgin, huh? But speaking from experience, you'll be a good bona fide pussy slave by the time August rolls around. Well, it's August.
As her terribly aroused slit finally opens up ever so slightly, the vile man once again pushes his stiff, erect member against her. This time he grips her waist, pressing their bodies against each other. Stop it! Even through his trousers, she can still feel his shape and girth against her slit. Despite her resolution to not betray any weakness by screaming, she can't help but raise her voice again. Frustration, bitterness, fear, anger, tears well up in her eyes, but she desperately holds them back. Is she gonna be raped like this? If this is how things are gonna turn out, she should have spent that night with Masumi. No matter how terrible of an experience it might have been, it would surely still be better than this. You want me to stop? Come on. You're dying for me to crush your pussy, aren't you? He leans against Minori, breathing heavily, grinding his raging erection against her vagina. He moves up and down roughly. Stop it! Stop! Even Minori can't tell she's Even Minori can tell she's screaming without reservation by now. Each time he presses down on her, the bottom of his erection rubs her moist vagina and squashes her reddened clitoris. Each time it does, sensation so strong it's nearly painful jolts her pale limbs. Her anus gradually opens up as the red flesh petals of her labia minora bloom open. He forcefully makes her body accept this. At some point, the hand that was holding her waist now slides down to a roundish butt, shoving a finger directly against the puckered anus. Haha, each time I rub my cock on your pussy, your asshole tightens. No! He then jams his fingertip inside her butt. Her rectum naturally tries to push him out, clamping down and tightening around his digit. You're really squeezing me this tight. Crazy stuff, huh? You might just bite my finger off like this. It's too soon for you to take a cock there, but this is promising. With an evil smirk, he starts rubbing his lips against her with renewed speed, never neglecting to torment her rectum at the same time. I hate this. Don't stop it, not my butt. Is she really gonna orgasm from this terrible experience? No, 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 she can't. She hates this. No. Heh, you wanna come, Minori? If you do, beg me to thrust my cock in your pussy. Go on, say it. Stick your cock in my pussy. Come on. He pushes his penis hard against her inner thighs, as if to carve the form of his raging erection into her. Regardless of what she says, she can't resist him forcing himself upon her. But even so, she lifts her head, lifts her head and shouts into his face. Well, I need you to say it so we can get finished with this scene. Who wants your dirty thing? I'll never ever say that. His massive face, which has never once stopped smirking this entire time, suddenly covers Minori's and... He brings his mouth to hers. After sliding his thick tongue across her dainty virgin lips, he tries to force it into her mouth. Minori clenches her teeth as hard as she can. But just then, he retracts his lips and releases her hands, which he'd been holding up. Her leg follows, sliding off his shoulder. Unable to stand up by herself, Minori sinks to the floor. Her natural stance from before has left her arms and legs feeling numb, preventing her from rising back to her feet. Her legs are wide open, leaving her slit exposed and leaking her fluids out into the corridor's floor. The man looks down at her with triumphant, gloating eyes. Heh, I do hail from a country of gentlemen after all. I don't rape women, even if they are subhuman yellow sluts. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Who did not see this coming? I'm raising my hand. But remember this, Minori Izuka. He leans in and gazes straight into Minori's eyes. Remember that I was your first kiss. I could tell from that stiff reaction of yours. It was your first time. I'll never remember this. I'll forget it no matter what. Minori rallies all her willpower to shout back at him as she yanks her uniform top closed. Now, however, he did not rape her, but he did molest her. So, yeah, he might come from a... He said, I come from a country of gentlemen where we don't rape women, but you molest them. You won't be able to forget this. You'll remember it your whole life, just like the shape of my cock. Good for you, huh? Happy, aren't you? Heh, I'm looking forward to the future. Each time you slick yourself, you'll be imagining my cock. You don't have a future. I'll report you!
How exactly? Go ahead and try it first, Lieutenant Minoru Iizuka. You'll learn your lesson soon enough. He whispers with a cruel smile. And on top of that lesson, here's a little prediction of the future that's bound to happen. As hot as you are right now, it won't be 6 months before you become a horny sow that pries her own asshole open to seduce men to fuck her. Minori walks shakily through the corridor, trying to avoid being noticed by anyone else. Her belly and breasts burn with heat. She can feel the CC tissue trembling and seething inside her. Hot, shameful fluids still continue dripping from her vagina, moistening her stockings. Anyone who sees her like this will probably understand just how sorry of a state she's in. That man could change his mind and pounce on her again. Besides, she doesn't want any of her colleagues to find her in that state. She wants to churn herself up with her fingers already. All she can think of is thrusting her encased wand into her vagina and pleasuring herself. Ugh, I want it. If she let that man go all the way with her, she wouldn't have had to put up with this. He could have pinned her to the wall, pushed her into the folds with his hot, hard cock, and thrust away until she completely went over the edge. What am I thinking? Minori scolds herself. It almost sounds like she wants him to rape her, and that's not true. That awful man's hot, hard, large, hot penis, as much as she hates and loathes him, it could press against her sex and make her... And make her squeal out in orgasm. No, she forbids herself from imagining it. She'd normally return to her room and take a cold shower only after relieving herself of this burning lust, but she had been interrupted and left unable to accomplish that. I need to find a place somewhere, somewhere I can touch myself. I need to calm myself down, even a little. But is there anywhere like that? Minori goes through the abandoned block, trying one closed door after another, but she can't find one that isn't locked. She opens the door without thinking, slipping inside. So hot, her clitoris and nipples are numb for stimulation. If she's not careful, her hands might start rubbing herself before she realizes it. She may as well just comfort herself here and get rid of this throbbing sensation. Ah, please, no more! Shocked at the sound of a familiar voice, Minori peers in the direction of that shout. Minori is barely able to suppress a shocked gasp. Hey, be quiet. You just need to keep your mouth shut and enjoy this. You're a whore opens her legs for anyone, after all. Keep pumping. Cersei. Deputy Commander, you're amazing. You're so different from them. Hey, Bing. Oh, so big. Hi, so big. You're incredible. Go deeper. Cersei Bernard is having furious sex with Deputy Commander Chan. How's that? Must have been a while, huh? You love this. I thought you were trying to get your hooks into people, and you sure were. How many people did you fuck already, huh? Answer me. The deputy commander pants while whispering obscenities into her ear. He thrusts into Cersei from behind, violently grabbing her by her hair. Cersei clings to the storage room's exposed pipes as clear droplets fly from her crotch. Ah, so rough. I love it. Was it 10 people? Ah, I can't remember. It's so forceful, but it's good. Is Deputy Commander Chan really this kind of person? The kind of man who would grab a woman by her hair and treat her this roughly? Compared to Commander Kinnison and his revolting ugliness, the man always seemed relatively inconspicuous. One could very well fail to notice his presence. Minori stands aghast. She speechlessly watches this act of lovemaking. No, this act of copulation. Haha, just 10, not likely. You seduce men and cling to them like a parasite so you can stay in the cathedral? Haha, and you squeeze down on me whenever I curse you, damn pervert. His slender, neurotic-looking face is flushed and his eyes are bloodshot. As he licks his lips, his fingers dig into her pale buttocks. I'm a pervert, a freak, Deputy Commander, it's been so long, give me more! Cersei passionately screams out in response to the abuse he hurls her way. The woman Minori sees now is completely different from the plain woman she thought she knew from before. She clearly derives sexual excitement from being abused and manhandled, raising her voice in high-pitched feminine moans. Her voice is quite impressive, like a female's, sow's, realizing she can still hear Cersei squealing. Minori wishes she could plug her ears. You really are a perverted woman. You're clamping down on me and not letting go, alright? Aha, yes, this is very good. He breathes roughly through his nose. His eyes are wide open as he drools and spanks her plump buttocks. It sounds so dirty. No, you're forcing yourself on me. Ah, so deep. At least go a little more. Gently. Her face is blushing red with rapture and ecstasy. It's like she's intoxicated. Does Minori look like this when she's excited? Does she make such a shameful expression, too? Her crotch throbs again as heat burns throughout her body. The CC tissue in her womb pulsates and writhes inside her. Oh, so you want me to go harder, do you? You're the basest cum dumpster. A hole for men to dump their semen into. Our oldest, most senior hole. Ah ha ha. The loud noise of skin spanking against skin fills the storage room. No, I don't want this, but it feels so good. Yes. I'm the basest senior hole, so spank me, tease me until I'm mush, please. Cersei lets out a satisfied scream and twists her pale form as his red, raging cock thrusts into her like a steak. I'm gonna get pregnant, but it's fine, I don't care. It's good. More. Give me more. Go on. Come. Come like the pathetic sow you are. Go on. Come. Ah, come. Come. Come already. Coming, I'm gonna come, my ugly old pussy's gonna come! Ah, they're so... Minori's hands crawl to her breast and cross without her meaning to. Her fingers sink into her seething slit and... No, she can't do that in a place like this. Tripping over her own two clumsy feet, Minori bolts back out into the corridor. Cersei's sensual screams are still ringing in her ears.